Blog Talk Radio.
We are turned up. We are ready to go because I need y'all to understand. We here now. If that statement has never made sense to you before in your life, I need you to understand we are here now. Accept that. Shout out to the classic that just took place in Orlando. I was looking at some Snapchat footage and some Instagram footage, and it looked like some people was leaving early. It looks like the band opportunities was great. It looks like both bands performed very, very well. Shout out to both bands. The bands were excellent. But I do believe the game got a little lopsided at the end, and there was some early exits from the fans. So let's go ahead and give a shout out to all HBCUs. I'm not going to get into the score of that game because the score is less important. The most important thing is we had a celebration of black folks in one location, and there was no major outcry of any hurt, harm, danger, or violence that took place. So, again, it goes to show black people can do something with class, dignity, and excellence. So let's go ahead and celebrate that a little bit. Give yourselves a round of applause and a pat on the back. Let's go. All right? So before we get into, y'all know my favorite part, you know, because I got to do my introduction. Y'all know I told y'all for the remainder of season four, I was going to start this show the right way, the same way every time. And I got to go ahead and give my opening statement, and that is, of course, fuck Stephen A. Smith. I'm not going away from that. Everyone asked me, they say, bro, are you really going to do that the whole way through season four? Yes. Y'all got the rest of November and all of December, and then we will be on break, and then we'll be back with season five, and we have so many wonderful, amazing updates that we're going to get into about season 5 coming up and the next upcoming shows. We have a lot of stuff to unpack, guys. Man, they say move in silence. I say fuck moving in silence. Just make sure you talk to all the right people. Y'all can move in silence all you want to. Sometimes moving in silence have you standing there by yourself. Talking to the right people will have an army of people standing in the room with you. I believe in being an army. I keep saying that y'all are army. I believe in being an army. I believe in being strategic. I believe in having some of the greatest partnerships and wonderful people. Matter of fact, give a shout-out. Let's give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to I'm not going to put their names out there in the airways. If they want their names put out there, they can put it out there and say, hey, that nigga was talking about me. But shout-out to two of my investors who have invested in the Big Bap and Friends, the Luxuria, the D Oils Experience, the Scent, the Photo Bomb, Roundtable Family Productions. Like, they started business together, strategic partnership. I'm not going to put their name out there because not everybody likes the spotlight, but I just want to give them, while they're listening, give yourselves a pat on the back. You know who you are. We have a lot of wonderful things we're getting ready to do in the very near future, but I am a believer in giving people their flowers while they are alive. And through this pandemic, through all of us changing locations, relationship statuses, and everything that just has happened in the last course of 2.5, 3 years in all of our lives, I want to say give yourselves a pat on the back because you're still here. If you've never understood what that meant before, learn that phrase today because you're still here. Some of y'all are still here. Some of y'all are still living off of blessings of other people praying for you. Some of those people who have been praying for you are now in heaven, still standing back, being an ancestor, standing in the gap for you. It doesn't matter what you believe in. It doesn't matter whether you're Christian, whether you're committed, whether you're Islam. You still have the same principles of your belief system. So stop fighting each other and just understand we may not drive the same car when we get there, but if we show up at the same club, we should have the same intent in mind. It should be just to shake a little booty, just rub on just a little bit, have a couple of drinks and go home and be safe to get up and live to do it all over again and talk about it tomorrow. I tell people I have no beef with gangs. I just don't understand the violence. Understand. If you on the East Coast, if you believe in East Coast gangs and Midwest gangs and West Coast gangs, East Coast gangs started out of Gary, Indiana. If we believe the story of the lineage of gangdism in America, and it did not start with people going out doing violence. They started as a symbol similar to the Black Panther Party, and their goal was to uplift and provide safe passage for black kids and black families within the neighborhood. It had nothing to do with selling drugs and gangbanging. That didn't have nothing to do until the political system put drugs in our community. So let's stop making gangs be bad, but gangs, y'all got to do better and get away from crime yourself. Let's call spades a spade. If we're going to look at one hand, we have to look at the other hand, and we have to understand the history and where we got to. So if you want me to respect your gang, I respect your gang. You can claim whatever set that you want to claim all day, but if you're not telling me how we're benefiting the community and those around us, baby, you can call whatever gang that you want to call all day. But if we're not making those around us better, then you can keep your gang and I'll keep mine, and we just are going to respectfully disagree to disagree. Because it's not to say everybody looks at everything in a negative light, and everything is not negative. Just because you don't understand it doesn't make it negative. What we have to do is we, even as black people, have to be willing to get in the same room and have very difficult conversations. And that's hard to do when you have your guard up about anything, when you can't have a conversation because it's mother-daughter, when you can't have a conversation because it's father-son, when you can't have a conversation because it's mother-son, or because it's father-daughter, or because it's husband-wife, or it's mother-grandmother. Whatever the conversation is that we're having, the struggle that we have is we forget that everybody does have a title, and your title is to be respected. But once you understand the place of said title, now operate and move in the title and the abilities of the authority that has been entrusted in you. But if you can't hold up that title, then bitch, stop picking up the mantle. Give it to somebody else. It's okay to go ahead and say, hey, a great leader understands that I can't do it by myself. A great leader understands that I need someone else to come in and step in place and run that part of the department, because if I do it myself, I may fail. some of y'all can't be great leaders because you believe that you have to do everything, and that's not being a leader. That's just being someone who can't get out of their own fucking way. I don't care if you're 2 years old or if you're 102 years old. If the sentiment applies, you need to take it and you need to swallow that pill. It's not saying that you're still not great. It's just saying that you don't have to be great at everything. I am a very well-rounded sword, but I believe in going to go get an expert to do an expert thing. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about that when we do Black People Are Dope today, because the person that I'm going to talk about for Black People Is Dope to close out the show today, this man is an expert, and I love everything that he does. He's my expert. He doesn't have to be your expert, but he's my expert, okay? So let's continue to enjoy this show because we have so many things to get to. So today we're going to do Black History is World History. I'm going to talk about a very, 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 very important man to me. I'm going to, when we go on commercial break, I'm going to pull up his Wikipedia information and gloss over the facts of who he is and what he is. But I had a conversation, y'all, before we go and get ready to get into our next topic of discussion here. I want y'all to understand. I had the production manager today go and listen to our Black History World History person. Okay, I had her listen because I wanted her to understand. I already gave you a bit of it. So I already gave you his first name, so you know his first name. But the person that we're going to talk about, he is so synonymous to who I am today. I believe in so many things that he is as a person right now. Like what he has done and what he brings to us as just the society right now. Like I have to tell everybody, like I can't not give him the credit that he is due. But it's so lost in looking at it from yesterday. One of the things that I loved about this person is his ability to introspect speak. And we're going to talk about that when we talk about him in the next topic. Because what a lot of people don't understand is I teach a course, and I always talk to a lot of the people that I mentor and a lot of people that I do certain things with. One of the things I always talk to them about is the ability to look at themselves from different angles, different viewpoints, different goals, different determinations, just different areas of expertise. And when you do that, one of the things that it gives you is the ability to not see it from your point of view. He was a master at it. When I tell you, he was a person who could sit down and break down almost anyone and anything from an intellectual standpoint. If you ever said me, not the entertainer, not the artist, but the man, if you ever wanted to know who's the biggest influencer on my life as a individual public speaker, we're getting ready to talk about him after we come out of this next commercial break, okay? And I need you to understand, I'm not going to read a bunch of hyperbole. We're not going to talk about a bunch of stupidness. We're going to talk about this man from my perspective because I love him dearly. I don't say that about a lot of men. I don't say that about a lot of individuals, but I love him dearly. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I need you to understand, if you're on my team, this needs to be your theme song for the next 5 days when you get in your car and you make your way to work. When you go on your next 5-day work cycle, before you play any other song, you need to play this entire song from front to back every day. This needs to be the song that starts your day. And the reason why, because this is not an old song. This is a new song. And I know y'all say, oh, BAP always plays nothing but old stuff, old stuff, old stuff. Well, this is a newer song. It's within the last 2 years, okay? But you need this song. This song is for your spirit. This song is for your soul. This song is for you. This should be your winning song every morning when you get up over the next 5 days going into the holiday season. Let's go.
For magic, magic, bring the price on check it, check it. We have a magic, magic, four times. We have a magic, magic, bring the price on check it, check it. We have a magic, magic, four times, come on. We have five and a reach to the goal. Ever fight and a fight through them in control. Ever real asshole. For a long time, we are fighting for your size of the bird. Them a scream and a dream and a wish to be dead. But I got up with them. I know just now, we are scream and a cheer for the team. Them a plan off the bench, we are them roots of dream. Like I them want to clean. Well, imagine, we are trying to move out of the shop. Them a plan, you're not spying, you're not trying to stop with top. Guess I won't walk with up. Tell them to be blessed. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them so we still have life with your first. God light shine on we, you know what with. Screw where your man want free, we no press. Bless a cool down with we, for the rest. Tell them we no fuck like God and we no this. All the fall of we life, please, so they might this. All come and still look clean and they might miss. Eventually they will see. Who is watching over me? Let me shine like stars above and give love to who's so was so cool. We shine high like the morning dove. And our rich look can speak like love. They like it. We are shine and our reach to the goal. Never fight and a spite you have in control. Never real asshole. For a long time, we are fighting your size and the brain. Never scream and a dream and a wish to be dead. But I got that we did. I know just now, we are screaming and a cheer for the team. Them a plan out the benches and them who suffering. Time for them to sleep. Well imagine, we are trying to move out of the shop. Them a crying and a spying and a trying to stop with luck. But get out of the back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Now to me send my last impress. Tell them in a waste my only inverse. Make them know me can't spend one foot in first. Tell them me still look fine. I'm still have blood in mine. So they not to me pressure on man like your first. Now that we make our own a talk this. Now every day we go check with interest. Still look who a bust me a tight in progress. Now follow them like the road of beaches. No matter where a man want to have me fearless. And this me while you digest. We are shine and a reach to the goal. Them a fight and a spite to them in control. Them a real asshole. For a long time, we are fighting a size and a brain. Them a steam and a dream and a wish to be dead. But I got up with them. And I know just how. We are scream and a cheer for the team. Them a plan out the venture and them rules of dream. Like how them want to keep. You can imagine, we are trying to move out of the sight. They are crying and a smile, they are trying to stop with crap. Get on the back. Tell them to be blessed. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless.
Yo. I had to play that because we are blessed, y'all. I need y'all to understand that y'all are blessed. All right, y'all, we are getting ready to do one of my favorite segments. It is Black History is World History. It is brought to you by the Pompano Beach Arts Exit 36 Slam Poetry Festival. It is called Together Again. They have a special guest coming in, Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show. So if you're going to be in the Palm Beach area, you are welcome to attend. It is the Exit 36 Slam Poetry Festival. It is a three-day poetry competition with spoken word artists and writers from around the country, December 9th through 11th. Tickets are $15 and up. They have their information here. We will make sure that is followed. You can find that information on DJ's Roundtable. It's Exit 36. The host of that is Eccentric. She is one of the local legends of poetry here in Broward County. She also hosts Cuisine and Poetry, which is a top 100 Broward County event. I want to support this sister. What I actually think I'm going to do is for Black Friday, which is actually next week. Next week, we're going to raffle off a ticket for each day. So I'm going to go on the website this week, and I'm going to buy one ticket for each day of the show, and we're going to raffle off that next week. If you want to get involved with that and you want to help sponsor that, you can reach out to us, DJsRoundtable19@gmail.com. Get with our office team, and they'll tell you how you can then get out and help support this. Let's help sell this out. So if you can't go out there and do something, help us get some tickets so we can raffle this off, because I really want to make this be a big thing, man. We bringing back the arts in 2021 and 2022. We're going directly into the arts. And this is Soulful Sunday. So if we're going to talk about Soulful Sunday things, we must talk about Soulful Sunday things. So the person that we're going to talk about, I'm going to read you a little bit of his bio from the wiki page. I don't know all of this to be true or not, but I want you to understand. I want you to read what they proclaim to be truth about him, and then I'm going to tell you a story about how I found him, okay? Because I think sometimes you have to understand what a person is. So I need you to listen. This man was born was born August 2nd, 1924. He is an American novelist, playwright, essayist, poet, and activist. His essays collected in Notes of a Native Son in 1955 explore intricate of racial, sexual, and class distinction in the Western society of the United States during the mid-20th century. He has said that his essays are book lengths, including The Fire Next Time, No Name in the Street, The Devil Finds Work. An unfinished manuscript, Remember the House, was expanded and adapted into a cinema as an Academy Award-winning nominated documentary film. If I Am Not a Negro, one of his best novels, If Bill Street Could Talk, was adapted into an Academy Award-winning film of the same name in 2018. It was directed and produced by Barry Lofgren. If you don't know who I'm talking about by now, I'm going to tell you his name is James Baldwin. To be more correct and give you his entire name, it is James Arthur Baldwin. And on one fateful morning, I was getting up and I was chasing behind my oldest sister, as I often do, because she's my superhero. If you ever want to ask me who's my superhero in my life, my very first superhero was my big sister. She can do nothing wrong. She's a legend in my eyes. She's the person who helped make me be who I am today, and I chased after her and everything that she was doing. And one day she had to go to the library and do something for school. My mother said, if you're going to go, you have to take your brother with you. And I said, cool, no problem, I'll go. And so I walked up and I saw this very dope album cover. And I picked up that album and I went and I set it on the record player and I put the thing on it. And you remember those big clunky wooden metal cushiony headphones? They were soft as fuck, though. Those library headphones were soft as fuck, but they looked weird. Oh, my God. They were the weirdest looking. Production manager, if you can find the library headset from the early 80s, 86, just go. That I was five. I remember it. I was five, 86. And I sat down and I sat in front of this contraption and I put those headphones on and I let that album play. And I went back. And I continued to go back, and I continued to go back to the library. And every album that man had that was a part of a library collection, I listened to. All the way up until when YouTube was first invented, and you could actually go online and search for people, he's the first person that I searched. He's the first person that I sat down and I listened to. He is the most influential speaker in my life. He is number one with a bullet. If you ever wanted to know who I pattern any of my actual prolific speaking abilities after. It is James Arthur Baldwin. I was 5 years old, and his words captivated me. If you understand who that man is as a person, you clearly understand the representation who I stand before in 2021, looking at the reflection of the American society as it tells us to capitulate to its demands and all foreign entities, while saying you must also express exuberance in your community and well within knowledge and educational abilities in order to play equally in this fair and just society that we created for you to play in, that we exonerate and give ourselves all exalt from while being equal. And when you understand the eloquent powers of such a just man who said he puts himself beyond, above, or below nothing, all he looks at is a man of his deeds, moral actions, character, and fiber. And you wonder why even the great Martin Luther King quoted him. You understand why the great Malcolm X quoted him, because even at a young age, his eloquent ability to be able to use pen to pad, mind to word, word to mouth, mouth to ear, ear to thought, thought to action. We lack those people in our society today. We get stuck at before we get to action, there's no do. There's a great conversation. We are the great debate, but is it a debate or is it a fact that we must do something to keep the American structure intact? Is it us who must capitulate, or does the world need to understand that it is time to get rid of outdated things? I don't consider myself a progressive or a conservative. What I consider myself is a realist. And if you're going to tell us that the game has to change, then we have to change the game and how all things play. But we must do it fairly and equally. Y'all already didn't give us 40 acres and a mule. We're not crying about it. I don't really care about legislation. I care about if it's not fair. I don't care about richness. Get your money. Don't get yours. But make sure it's fair. Don't destroy our communities to make sure that everybody else can succeed, because America has had a history of doing that to us. We're not asking you to do us any favors. What we're asking you to do is what you said that you were willing to uphold. So let's be fair and let's be equitable. Those are my two favorite words. If you've ever wanted to understand the most important principles that I believe in and that I stand on, it's fair and equity, because every man deserves fairness and everybody deserves their equitable treatment. That puts no man above the other. That makes no man less than the other. Okay? But I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for listening to that, man. Again, we're going to do something about this Exit 96 poetry. I'm going to try to see if I can get Eccentric on the show and see how we can how we can get some more of these tickets going. Man, this next song that we're getting ready to bring up, y'all, we're getting ready to go into our next commercial break. This next song that we are getting ready to play, yes, those are it right there. Those weird, okay, production manager, please share that. Y'all, go to DJ's Roundtable on Instagram. Those headphones I was talking about, those are it. And matter of fact, if you can, there's another player version too. The ones that look like wood, they look like, I think they look like they were made by Casio. If you can find the ones made by Casio that got wood grain all the way around them too, that's the version specifically that I'm looking for. But that's it. It's a model similar to that by Casio. Well, I shouldn't remember stuff like that. That's weird. But listen, let's get into this next song, man. This next song right here, it features two of my favorite artists of all time. There's three artists on this song. I'm going to let all three artists I'm going to let all three artists rock out, and I'm going to do this. If you can tell me, and you got to give me the two artists that is my favorite, you cannot be a member of any of my organizations. You cannot be a business member. You cannot be in any of my groups. You cannot be any of my fan clubs. You cannot be an investor. You cannot be an employee. You cannot be of anything of that of mine and call into the show and get this right. But when the song goes off, by the time we finish with what day it is, if you get it right and you call into the show, the number is 563-999-3090. If you call into the show and you get it right, I will give you a free ticket to Body Empowerment, which is going to be February the 25th through the 27th in Broward, Fort Lauderdale, greater area, more specifically probably Pompano. So let's get it on. This is my favorite, two of my favorite artists is on this song, and it's called Been a Boss.
Grinding for a minute now. You can get it with me, but I'ma get it anyhow. Both scrapping girl we out here trying to get this money now. These other niggas acting scary like they in a bunny. We keep playing with it, but it ain't a game, ain't a thing. Grab the thing and sell the fellas brains like a bang of thing. Go be watching lean on me and I be watching purple rain. Strap the cat behind the head and go and pop some purple things.
All I want to say is, y'all, I just want to know how, hold on, Scrappy want to talk. Scrappy want to talk. Scrappy don't even want to turn off. Scrappy like, hey, be a me in this bitch. Okay, Scrappy. Goddamn, Scrappy. See, listen, I was asking myself a question. We got the answer. I was trying to figure out, like, how did we go from little Scrappy, little John in the inside, you know, and the East Side Boys and David Banner and Outkast and Goody Mob and the Dungeon Family to Young Thug and these niggas. Like, I just, when I took that vacation, when I took that time off to really start building my team, because, like, people don't understand, like, I'm a music junkie, but, like, from, like, 2015 to, like, now, like, I really turned off music. Like, I was really focusing. Like, I was really helping some people. So we was listening to a lot of, you know, albums that they needed to hear mentally, psychologically, emotionally, that would help them get through things. So, you know, I was like, hey, listen, you need to listen to that album and that album. But it's like, I came back out and I peeked my head out and everybody was like, you got to go listen to some of these albums. I'm like, y'all, I'm not saying this to be disrespectful and I need y'all to hear this, but the album, I'm not saying that they don't got a great song. Listen to what I'm about to say. I need you to hear it for exactly what I'm about to say. The song is great. The TikTok video is great. The streaming is great. The album is trash. The album... Listen to what I'm saying. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I didn't say that they didn't have the ability to be good. The album is trash. It's rushed. And I'm not – listen, you could put a great album out in 30 days if you got the right type of engineer, studio, you got the right visionaries around you. Nigga, don't talk about that. Done that. Got the money. When to put the motherfucking album together in 30 days, bitch, we was on tour. Please, don't talk to me about what can't be done. You could do an album in 30 days. Get the right engineer. Get the right producer who want to be who's in the studio ready to work. What we got is we got a lot of people talking a lot of stuff, and we got a lot of people flashing a lot of stuff. That's why I said mumble mouth rap is easy. Celebrityism rap is easy. Being flashy rap is easy. What I tell people, you got to be a rapper of substance for me to consider you a rapper. All that other shit is celebrityism. That's not rapping. I tell people, go listen to T.I.'s first fucking album. That was a whole fucking album that was great with no features. Go listen to Ready. Go, man, come on, man. I can't even go down the albums. Go listen to DMX's first album. First of all, this nigga put out two platinum albums in the same year. That was unheard of before the social media age. We're talking about just albums, album sales. That means people got to go in the store and buy the fucking album. Like, they got to leave home. We can't get y'all niggas to leave home for shit. You got dudes down in Houston who were selling out. Okay, I got to do what I got to do. I got to drive. Yes, those it right there. That's it. That is it. That is it right there, production manager. Go with those. That last set right there that you sent me, that last little group collage, them ugly-ass shits. All right, y'all, let's get into it. We got to do what day it is. So let's get into it. She sent that to me earlier. I don't see it. Ma'am, can you resend it? You done sent me so much stuff, I can't even find what day it is. We done had. There we go. Okay, never go. Never mind. We're here. What day it is? Jesus, she sent me so much stuff. I was like, Lord, I can't find it. Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me. In the studio by myself, she sent me everything. All right, so today is November the 21st. We have National Stuffing Day. Because of the time of the year, it is, I'm cool with the day. Here's what I'm not cool with National Stuffing Day. I think they need to change how it's written. Instead of having it on the 21st, what I think they should say is it the same way Thanksgiving is. It should be every fourth Thursday in the month. That's how literally we celebrate Thanksgiving. If you look at the legislation, it's every fourth Thursday in the month of November. No matter what the day is, it's the fourth Thursday. So I think they should do it like that. Make it the fourth Thursday in the month so that way National Stuffing Day, I mean, really, I think that should be stuffing / dressing. Okay, fuck it. Y'all can have stuffing, white America, black people. Put national, black people, let's start a movement. National Dressing Day is every fourth Thursday in November. Production manager, let's make that trend. Let's make that a thing. Please share that on your page. Hashtag me. Tag my page. Tag my name. It doesn't matter what platform you do it from, social media, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, whatever. Tag me so we can make this a thing. We need to have national dressing because white people have stuffing, black people have dressing. If you don't know the difference in it, that's probably why you have stuffing. I ain't got time to explain the difference. It's a color difference. It's a texture difference. It's a flavor difference. There's a difference in stuffing and dressing. If you go ask people in the culinary arts game right now, they will tell you. If you tell them to make stuffing, they know how to go make stuffing. If you tell them to go make dressing, they're going to go make dressing, but I guarantee you they're going to call their black culinary arts friend and say, hey, listen, I'm making dressing. I just want to make sure I got the recipe right. I guarantee you. That's how they started with making dressing, because I can promise you, y'all don't make dressing like we make dressing. First of all, y'all don't even have on y'all table what we have on our table, so y'all can't make dressing. Just gonna put it to you like that. That's why I know y'all didn't have it, because there's some ingredients that's missing out of y'all's dishes, that's in our dishes, that y'all don't have, so y'all can't make that dish. And that's why they're not the same. That's why they don't taste the same. What y'all got in y'all's and what we got in ours is not the same, and you can't go buy that shit in the store. Grandma made that from scratch in hand all day long while she was cooking over those 2 days. While grandma was slaving those 2 days getting all that food together, that was the miracle and joy that you got. That's why I tell people, you need, listen, some of y'all missing y'all grandma right now because y'all ain't going to have Thanksgiving like y'all used to it. So I'm just going to say I apologize. Sorry if I touched the nerve, but we got to speak truth because we got to heal. Some of y'all need to mourn your grandma and move on. I love y'all. Say all the things that you need to say, but if grandma's gone, somebody needs to step in grandma's place because grandma was what held y'all together, okay? So if grandma is gone, and this is no disrespect to anybody saying, oh, he just being, no. If grandma's gone, you got to understand, if grandma's gone, at some point, somebody has to step in and be the leader. It's inevitable. So I'm just saying what I'm saying. It's not to hurt anyone's feelings, not to say anyone's, you know, whatever. It's just, hey, we need to cover that. All right. Next day is November the 21st, National Red Mittens Day. I have no say-so in that. That doesn't bother me. I don't live in any place where I would have to wear anything of that nature. So we're good there. So we're good. Then we have National Gingerbread Cookie Day. I'm not really, I eat gingerbread cookies if they're made from scratch. I'm not really a fan of the version that y'all call gingerbread cookies, but that's cool. But I kind of like mine fresh, so if you got a good fresh recipe for gingerbread cookies, then, yeah, we can do that. But if we're doing what y'all do out of the store, then we're good on that. All right, y'all, we are getting ready to take our next commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do birthdays. So you know what it is. Let's get into it. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. To that and having your booty all up in the air, I don't really know what you was doing. Something's wrong with your life. You need to get your life right, and you need to go work on it right now, because there's something absolutely wrong if you wasn't just twerking real, real nice and good for me right then, right there, right now, like that. So let's really get into what we are getting ready to get into, because we are getting ready to get into one of my favorite little topics right here, and this is birthdays. Shout out to the birthdays. I hate not having Helen here because Helen makes birthdays on what day it is so good. So whenever she is ready to come back, y'all go ahead and tell your girl, get in her inbox and be like, hey, we miss y'all on the show, Helen. Bring your old ass back. I'm sorry. You know, she being a mom and stuff, so I got to let her do her thing. All right, so let's get into birthdays. All right. So on the 16th, we're going to be from the 16th going forward. So on the 16th of November, we had Lisa Bonet. We had Larry Lennox. We had Noah Gray, KB. We had Bo. I mean, right now I'm really liking this. I love Hate Scorpio sometimes. Oh, see, there we go. Then you flip to the next day. Then you have RuPaul, Ronnie DeVoe, and David Ramsey. Need I say less? Just when you thought you could be like, man, I like the Scorpios, they give you some shit, won't they? Ooh. See, here we go. the bullshit niggas of the industry, Mike Epps, Fabulous, Mike Jones, Damon Wayans Jr. I mean, they're great people, but there's always something there. There's always a little, see, listen, America, see, Romanio Malco, Delroy Lindo. Now, hold on now. Now, Delroy get a bad rap because, listen, y'all made this man play some bad guy roles, and I'm sorry, this motherfucker can act. Like, there are some roles that he has played in that, like, because he played those roles so great, I just feel like there's going to be some underhanded bullshit that's just going to be associated with his roles. If you don't know who I'm looking at, production manager, please post his picture, because I know if you know the shows and the movies that I'm talking about, there are some roles that he did great just as a bad guy, and I'm like, shit, when I see him act sometimes, I feel like he's supposed to do some shady-ish shit. Like, if you know somebody who's supposed to do some you know, shady-ish shit, give it up for Delroy Lindo. Like, that nigga name sound like it's supposed to be shady. Like, that nigga name just sound like you supposed to, like, almost step in. Like you supposed to almost put your toe in some shit and somebody called your name and you was like, huh? I love him because he's a great actor. Like, he does not get enough credit. He is a great actor. But he just got some fucked up bad guy roles that I just believe too much. Like them characters act like they look like they, he played them shits like he might have known a little. Like, you just, you know, you ever feel like somebody play a role and you be like, yo, you know that role a little too well? He got some roles like that. Okay, let me move on. Let me move on. We also got Nate Parker. On the 19th, we got Ryan Howard, Lil Mo. I mean, again, these are great, almost borderline controversial superstars and celebrities. See, Tyga, Ahmad Mashad. See, Scorpio Ho's always got something going on with him. And then you got Tamika Scott, Erica Alexander, Savion Glover, Angela Means, and Terrence C. Carson. Wait, hold on, y'all. Listen, I need y'all to understand. These niggas is born on the same day, 11 years apart. See, that's why they got problems. See, I knew they had too much synergy. If you don't understand who I'm talking about, tag the show. And if you don't know what the show is, it is a black cinematic. Like, first of all, I said I'm not going to give you their stage names because you should know them based off their names. Erica Alexander and Terrence C. Carson. Bitch, Google it because I'm not going to do all the work for you. All I'm going to say is if you like black 90s television, you should know who the fuck they are. If you watch black 90s television, you should know who the fuck they are. How are they born on the same fucking day? That is too crazy. And now it makes sense because they're the same opposites. Go figure. They saw shit from the exact same point of view from extremes. And they worked based off of those extremes. That's why they were able to have such, because they worked in their strength. They figured out what their strengths was, and they went opposite directions, and it was so easy because you could see either one of them doing it. I could be in the room envisioning these two ignorant-ass motherfuckers laughing at each other on the dumb shit that they did on set because they are so similar in who they are as people. I get it now. It makes fucking sense. I get it. Good job, Black America. Y'all did a solid there. Y'all took two characters and put their birthday and put them together, and they worked together, and they found symmetry, and I understand where they found their symmetry. That's a great story right there, man. Give it up for two of my favorite black people, man. Give it up. All right, y'all, that is it for birthdays. We are getting ready to not take another break because I don't even want to do another song. Let's go ahead and put the number out there because we're going to get into this topic, and I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it as I actually posted it because I want you guys to I want to tackle this topic as it stands. I don't want to add to it, and I don't want to take away from it because I wrote it I wrote it the way that I wrote it very specifically. And this show topic, I think, is near and dear to me. I think it's sensitive to a lot of people. And I think, and I want to be clear, and I want to address this early. Some people are going to be offended by what we're getting ready to say. But here's what I want you to understand. I'm going to give you the ability to voice your opinion. Okay? Because you're not going to come back at me, or you're not going to be able to go online and say, hey, I feel like he could have opened this up for everybody, because it is open for everybody. How is it open for everybody? I'm going to give you the number right now. The number is 563-999-3090. Okay? Let's get to the good part, okay? And we're going to have some fun, y'all. We're going to talk about this. Share the number. If you're listening, write the number down, because if you have something, you don't got to give your name. You don't got to give up no information. You can come in. You can talk. You can say what you need to say. We'll give you the mic, and then we'll address and unpack what it is that you just said. This is not to belittle anybody. This is not to say that anybody is stupid. This is not to say that anybody is unqualified to have a conversation. This is not to say that you're not in the room, so you're not present. We're giving you the opportunity to be in the room. We're giving you the opportunity to be present, which is crazy, y'all, because as we're getting ready to start this topic, it just started raining here. So y'all bear with me. I'm adjusting myself. I'm getting myself resituated, because I'm actually doing this show live outside. I was enjoying the night, and then it just started raining. So give me exactly 1 minute. Y'all take a quick bathroom potty break, get yourself together, and let me reposition myself. And we'll be back in about 60 seconds. Production manager, please mute me, please. All right, guys, I am back. Thank y'all for taking the moment and the minute and the opportunity to allow me to get myself readjusted, because, like I said, I really want to unpack this topic, and I think this topic is important. So the number again is 563-999-3090, and here's the topic. It's Soulful Sunday topic, and it is, are you a man? And I want you to hear this, because before you jump to conclusions, I want you to hear how we wrote this, because I felt like how we wrote this was important. Okay, hold on. I'm kicking myself out the dang on show, trying to get everything situated here. All right. So, are you a man? What makes a man? And is it more than just an identity? Because I think in today's conversation, I think all three of those things are relevant. I think all three voices should be heard, and I think all three voices should be unpacked in that. I don't think that's a one-sided, selfish conversation. I think that is a multi-purpose, multifunctional conversation, because some of these things that I'm going to say are going to focus on being just the gender of a man. Some of these things I'm going to say is going to focus on the identity of a man. And then some of these things that I'm going to say is going to focus on the sex of a man. And some of them are all complicit, and some of them are separate from one another. And if you don't understand how to unpack each one of those things, you're going to suffer in keeping up with the complexity of this conversation. And so if you have a question, I would really love for you to call in, and I would really like for you to address the things that I'm going to say, because someone may not agree with what I'm going to say. Some of you may inherently disagree with what I'm going to say. Some of you may adamantly disagree with what I'm going to say. That doesn't make you right. That doesn't make you wrong. That doesn't make me right. That doesn't make me wrong. What it does justifiably do is it gives us an opinion, and I validly accept hearing your opinion, and I validly respect accepting your opinion, as if you're willing to accept mine. So if we're going to agree to those terms, the phone lines are open, and I will begin my dialogue one last time before I begin to speak that. It is 563-999-3090. And so the first part of that I wanted to address, because I've been having this conversation with several of my friends lately, and we have been having conversations about, are you a man? Because the problem that I have with the gay community or the LGBT LMNOP community is there's a lot of dialogue that I hear you guys having towards us, but I don't hear a lot of dialogue that you're having with us. And what I mean by that is, are you a man goes back to the classic definition of describing a man. So in order to have an educated conversation, and I feel like education is key, and I want the production manager to do this with me, I want you to post this online with us because I want people to hear this. And I want you to hear. I'm going to read some certain things so you get the clarity of what I'm trying to say versus what I'm not trying to say. So we're going to break the word, are you a man, down. And the most important word we need to break down is the word man. So the first definition that we come to, if you look at it online, is an adult male human being. Okay? That's the first part. Are you a man? Are you an adult male? So that means, do you identify? Do you have the organs? At this point we're gonna check all the boxes that you feel like helps you be a man. We're going to check those. But listen to what I said. What helps you be a man? I didn't say it makes you a man. We're just going to check the boxes that help you identify, register, card-carrying member of a man. Because if you're going to be in this, I just feel like there's some boxes you need to check first, right? It's just like a job application. You have to qualify to get into the membership club. You don't just get to be in the membership club because you showed up. You don't get to go be a Delta or an AKA because you was born a woman or because you changed your identity to a woman. They still have other criteria that they base you there off of, okay? So that's box one. Box two, a human being of either sex, a person. So now that they're saying both women and man recognize as man, I'm going to say I disagree. I'm not going to agree to disagree, and I need you to understand. I disagree with that new definition because that's a new definition. And here's why I disagree with that new definition, because I want you to understand we're going to address why I say what I agree with and what I disagree with, and these are my opinions, and if you don't like it, you can call into the show. Because the lines are open and the production manager is looking at the lines as we speak. Okay? 563-999-3090. A human being of either sex, a person. Because if you're saying either sex, then that means you're saying a woman is a man and you're saying that we are inherently different, equal. And if you're saying that we're inherently equal, then baby, there are some things that I want on the table. And again, I want them addressed and I need them addressed. Because if we're equal, then I should be legally allowed to be naked. I'm going to challenge that to the Supreme Court because I want you to understand what you just said. If you're saying that man and woman is equal, there is no time that a woman or a man is different from a woman or a man at any point. And that does not distinguish two different things because we're distinguishing a man from a woman. Because when I ask the question, are you a man? The difference is, are you a woman? So you cannot say we're equal and then say we're different. So I'm choosing to disagree with definition number two. So definition number one, I'm telling you I accept. The premise of definition number two, I reject in the court of me. That's the court of my opinion. Let's continue to go on. As a verb or a personnel, work at, run or operate a place, piece of equipment, or defend or fortify. The fireman, man, the pumps, whatever, whatever, okay? Fortify the spirit of courage, of I've manned himself with dauntless air. That's kind of almost like an oxymoronic statement, archaic. Fortify the spirits or courage of. So man, like manned up. So, but they just took off the other. So, okay, explanation. I see what they're trying to say. Use irrespective of the sex of the person addressed to address surprise, adoration, whatever, whatever. Man, what a show. Okay. And so now they're trying to separate man by saying male. Okay, so you can go with that. So then, again, let's intact man slash male, okay? Because then I think that's probably what we need to go with, because let's go with man. And I'm going to say man and male as a reference point, because then that's the demographic that I'm looking at, man slash male, not man slash woman. So I'm going to disqualify you in this conversation in a sense of, as a woman, I don't think you get to tell me what a man is, but I will listen to your opinion, and we can listen to things that you have to say, and you are definitely viable to call into the show and state your opinion, but I don't think you get to define a man. And even if you identify, you've had some changes, and you are now acting in the role of said man, and have now since given yourself the title of man, I also still don't believe you qualify. If you have to use a term like daddy because you're actually not daddy, you don't qualify to tell me the role of a man, because you didn't grow up in the role of a man. At some point, you transitioned into the role of the man, or you're acting like the role of the man because you haven't transitioned and you're still determining if you want to go there. And so you're still at a limited capacity because you don't have the expressed ability of saying that you have represented yourself as a man the entire time, okay? The same problem I have with the Caitlyn Jenner, whatever it wants to call itself, situation. How do you now all of a sudden say you identify with the woman and then all of a sudden become the woman of the year the first year that comes out? That just doesn't make sense to me. You telling me all the other women that have been women all these other years are disqualified, so when I'm looking at it, I'm looking from it from that standpoint. From all of you guys who are now all of a sudden now saying that you represent the male race, you need to come sit down with the male race and actually understand what our problems are. I'm okay with you identifying. I never said you couldn't identify. I don't have problems with gays. I don't have problems with bis. I don't have problems with any type of term. I'm gonna tell you the one group that in the LGBT community, like I told them, until y'all disown them, I can't work with you. I don't understand pedophilia. And so until we address pedophilia, I am not a part of the LGBT LMNOP. They can be mad at me for all they want to, but until you remove pedophilia in any way and denounce it and disclaim it as an organization, we will always be at a point where we disagree on your stance or your belief system. Now, can I support the movement? Can I understand what's going on? Absolutely, yes. Everybody should have the ability to do what it is that they want to do with respect to the best interests of said persons. And I'm telling you right now, pedophilia is something that I am completely against. Now, do I think there are some extremes to pedophilia? Yes. Do I think that we have nice parameters around what we generally wholesale? Holistically believe pedophilia is generally a person over the age of 18 dealing with someone under the age of 18. Holistically in America, that's about the age range that we give you. We say, hey, listen, till you get to the age of 18, you should be off limits to any person over the age of 18. At 18, we basically say all reigns of all. And then we say, if you've been emancipated, we'll allow that as well. The only problem, and then we put some regulations saying, I think, emancipation up to like 16. I agree with all of that. Because if at 16, you want to go out here and you want to be the whore that you want to be, listen, ma'am, I'm not going to stop you from letting that man ruin your life. And, sir, I'm not going to stop you from letting that woman ruin your life, because you'll be coming home a scarred dog anyway. So go have at it. But what we're not going to do is not allow people the opportunity to choose. So we've addressed, are you a man? Are you a man slash male? That's what we're doing. So now I want to address, I'm going to address number three first, because I think number two should be one that we spend the most time on. So number three is it more than just an identity? And I think I can cover that one quicker than I can cover two. So let's unpack this one. And I know we're going in a little bit of mixed order, but I want to get to it so where I can impact what's going to be the most problem area for most people. So is it more than just identity? Let me say this. Ma'am, if you were born a woman and you decide that you want to be a man, understand, everything that you know about being a man is completely foreign to you. Everything that you believe about being a man is completely foreign to you. It may make sense to you, but it does not make sense to most men. Because, yes, even though what it may look like may be similar to you in action, the reason why and the resolve of why is not the same as why you did it. So when you don't understand why men look at you like you did something weird, it's not because they're looking at you like you did something weird. You did something weird. Hear it again. It's not that we're looking at you like you did something weird. From a male slash man point of view, born and raised with a penis, lived their entire life carrying a dick and balls, you're doing something that is completely foreign to them because you are a woman, and regardless of how much you identify as a man, your logic is still woman. You spent your entire life living as a woman. You will always be a woman. Your body innate responses will respond like a woman. I can tell you this because when my friends actually have conversations with me about some issues dealing with their friends who have now become lesbians or their friends who've now become transgender, because I mentor a lot of different people, one of the phrases that I end up saying often, and I feel bad because it flips out, and I don't say it to be disrespectful. Matter of fact, I'm just not going to say it. They know. They're listening. But I always say, that's some blank, blank, blank. If you know me, you fill in those blanks. That's some blank, 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 just like that. If you know me, you know what I said, you can put it there. So that way I don't offend anybody on the air because we're not trying to offend anybody. But that's exactly what it is, and that's what it stands for. Because that makes no sense to me as a heterosexual man. I'm not talking about bisexual men. I'm not talking about other men who identify. A heterosexual man who believes in loving a woman with the ability and the willingness to procreate with said women, those are the only men that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about undercover, down low, around the block. I cannot speak for those demographics. I'm none of those demographics. I am a heterosexual man. That is the only group that I can speak for in the term that I'm given. So if you want to address it and you want to impact this from any angles that you believe in, the number is 563-999-3090, because I believe everyone's voice should be heard, and I would love to hear your opinion. So please call into the show, because we're getting ready to address the part that I feel like is going to help you with your argument when talking to me. Because this is the part that they don't understand, is what makes a man is more than how you identify. You can identify with being a man, but if when you got your penis, you thought that your penis now gave you a rite of passage, that's not what that is. It's because you always envision getting your penis and standing in front of a mirror and doing helicopters, that's not a rite of passage. Most men have never done that. Most men that probably do that, it's immature, and they're probably having a very fucked up sex life. If you have done that and neither one of those are the actual whatever, and you just got a big-ass penis, then that's different. Sir, you're rare. There's not many people walking around here just walking around. Baby, if you can go put, ladies, let me go say this. If you could go put 10 men, because I can guarantee y'all seen at least, if you over the age of 25, you've seen at least 10 penises on purpose. If you haven't, that's your fault. If you sit here telling me that every penis that you've ever seen in your life is over 9 inches long on average, please, ladies, all raise your hand and say, I'm a part of the big dick club. If every penis that you're meeting and every penis that is showing up to your house and trying to holler at you is over 9 inches long, please put your hands up and say, I am a registered member of the Big Dick Club only, because there are not a lot of those people out there. There are a lot of average niggas out there. There are a lot of, and when I say average, I mean 6 to 9 inches. That is average. Not average is 5 and below. So if you're going to talk about what makes a man have a great penis, above average is 9. So that means that will put you in the official Big Dick community. Oh, we got a caller in. Who's on the line with me? Who it is?
What's going on, Blaze?
Oh, it's my fellow nigga. What it do, Pimpin?
Chilling, man. How y'all doing?
Oh, you, man, you called on a great topic night.
Oh, yeah? What's going on?
The topic we are covering tonight is, are you a man? What makes a man? And is it more than just an identity? So I gave my spiel. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually mute myself, and I'm going to let you unpack that for about a couple of minutes, and you give me your take.
I can't even really tell you the truth. I can't really answer that for real. Because everybody got a whole different definition of whatever it is.
No, but that's what I'm saying. When you look at yourself as a man, what do you believe makes you a man? Like, what is it about you that says I'm a man, that separates you from saying I'm a woman? What do you see in yourself?
My dick, nigga. That's what the fuck that makes me a man.
That nigga said, fuck the
shit
bullshit, that dumb shit, nigga.
Hey, this shit ain't manufactured. This is real deal.
I'm trying to help them understand, and I get what you said, because I say this all the time. Like, I don't give a damn how well you identify, when you got that fake penis. It's not the same.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's been swinging around with me for over 40 years.
Like, that's your best friend, bro. Bro, that's your best friend.
You know what I mean? And I ain't talking about a twin, you know what I mean? me and him grew up the same way, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your best friend. Like, I tell people all the time, if a dude tell you he ain't never talked to his penis, he ain't a real dude. Because sometimes you have to get yourself off a ledge. Hey, he will get you in trouble.
Shit, man, you got to talk it into it sometime. Look,
hey,
man,
listen.
It's going to be the last time. All right, man. Cut it out. Let's get right. We got to be on our A game tonight. Stop bullshitting. You ain't got time to bullshit, man.
I've never had to have that conversation.
I am thankful. Hey, every nigga done gave that, yo. I mean, you had, well, you, if you wasn't talking to it, you was giving yourself a pep talk. And in all seriousness, you were talking to your dick. you sit there, you'll be talking to yourself, be like, yo, you know what I mean? Yeah, we about to go in here. We gonna beat this shit up. You know what I mean? whatever, whatever. What?
All right, y'all. Well, D, I'm going to have to actually end this show. We're going to do a part two on this topic next Sunday. I am currently in the middle of a monsoon, so I got to go get to safer pastures. We're going to save the rest of this for part two for next Sunday. What makes a man D? Be back next Sunday so we can impact this.
Oh, I will, man. Shit, I'm on my way to work anyway, so my fault.
All right, man,
back
that up, man. I'll holler at y'all.
You stay safe,
before we
man.
Go, there was something that I wanted to do. I want to do this real quick, man. I wanted to give a shout-out to Black People Are Dope, man. I wanted to give a shout-out to my dude Marlo, man, my IT guy, man. I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you do. We appreciate you. Continue the great work, man, and I'll holler at y'all later.
All right, bro.